Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
It's 63 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana this morning at 8:50, and time now for our first look at the commodity markets for this Thursday morning. Joining us with our pre-opening report, Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA released its export sales data for the week ending September 6th. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels for wheat, 78.4. That's a historic all-time high. Corn, 40.9, and soybeans, 12.7 million bushels. We'll discuss the implications of those numbers for the opening bell at the Chicago Board of Trade in just a few minutes with Alan Dearden of Ag Review. Cash hog prices today are called mostly steady on expected demand from plants planning to slaughter Saturday, but there are some weaker tones seen in the eastern corn belt. Terminals are called mostly steady. Tops from 40 to 43.50. Peoria called steady today with a top price of $40. In the eastern corn belt daily direct hog report for Wednesday, September 12th, negotiated swine purchases were 9,773. For the base market, hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $51.50 to $62.16. The weighted average was $58.09, a loss of $1.49 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $32.60 to $48.50, and the weighted average was $46.08. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were 19,001. The base price range was $51.25 to $66. The weighted average, $62.86, a gain of 95 cents from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $36.75 to $49, and the weighted average was $45.52. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather, AM 580 Chief Meteorologist Ed Kieser. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Dave. And we have quiet weather across the Midwest Corn Belt, and we're looking at very little in the way of precipitation over the next week in the Midwest Corn Belt. So that means there's going to be an extended period of favorably dry weather for a harvest and late maturation of crops. And it looks like, in general, this will last more than a week. And Perhaps 2 weeks, although I wouldn't bank on that much yet before a significant weather system moves through. But we do have high pressure moving down out of Canada, and it will be moving across Illinois and Indiana on Saturday. And that means unseasonably cool weather with temperatures dropping into the low 40s at night, Friday night into Saturday morning, with some 30s in northern Illinois. And we're looking at high temperatures Saturday, only in the 60s. But then we warm up after that, and that's going to help speed up the maturation progress of crops across the Midwest. So really, the weather's looking good for that. Now, as far as frost is concerned, I know we were getting questions about that. And the forecast that we have today is not a whole lot different than the forecast we've had the last couple of days. Basically, Friday morning, there's going to be a frost and freeze over the northern plains with the greatest chance of temperatures dropping below freezing for any length of time in North Dakota and parts of eastern Montana and maybe touching into northwestern or north central South Dakota. So the growing season will end there, but a lot of the wheat is already harvested from there, so it shouldn't be a big deal. Now, scattered frost will occur maybe even widespread frost as far south as much of South Dakota. All of North Dakota is going to have a frost, if not a freeze. And some of that on Friday morning will extend into northwestern and west central Minnesota. So those areas, mostly out of the corn belt, maybe some of the corn areas in South Dakota and a little farther north into western Minnesota may get a little bit of frost Friday morning. The rest of us are fine. Now, Saturday morning, that's the morning that would have the most impact on the Midwest Corn Belt, and it does look like all of Minnesota will get down to frost levels. All of Wisconsin, except right along Lake Michigan, will get down to the frosty level. And it looks like there may be some frost even in northern Illinois, especially northwestern and north central Illinois, generally north of I-80 and out west of Chicago a ways. And Iowa, much of northern into central Iowa could have frost Saturday morning. So for some very late crops, that could have an impact, but most crops are beyond the stage where frost will cause a problem. And then Sunday morning, perhaps there will be some frost in the state of Michigan, although the air mass moderates a little bit. So I think that would be more on the scattered basis as the air mass moves over the warmer Great Lakes. As far as a freeze is concerned, temperatures may fall below freezing on Saturday morning across much of western and central Wisconsin and much of southeastern into central Minnesota and also parts of north central and northeastern Iowa. Doesn't expect there's going to be a widespread, or we're not expecting a widespread killing freeze, but there could be some locations that could go below freezing. So from Mason City on over to Madison and up through Eau Claire and La Crosse and Minneapolis and St. Cloud, those areas, some of those airports could check in with temperatures below 32 degrees on Saturday morning. So that's the only negative weather impact that we can see on the Midwest Corn Belt. There is rain, some of it locally heavy, that's going to move across the southern delta and southern portions of the southeast, and that's from Umberto, which became a minimal hurricane but did reach hurricane force, and it's now pushed inland along the Louisiana-Texas coast, but that moisture is going to be shunted off to the east and not come into our area at all. Finally, rain chances during the next couple of days and again early next week continue to be in the forecast for Argentina, so that should improve the Argentina wheat conditions quite a bit. That's a look at the growing areas. I'm meteorologist Ed Kieser.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City December wheat opened at 828.5, down 4 last trade up a half. At the Board of Trade in Chicago, September wheat opened at 845.25, up 5.25 last trade, up 5.25. December, 853.25, down 7.25 last trade, down 4.75. July, 588, down 4, last trade down 5. September corn opened at 340.5, up 3/4, last trade up 1/4. December, 355.5, down 1, last trade down 1.5. July, 389.75, down 1.75, last trade down 1.5. November beans open at 938, down a half, last trade down 1. January, 952, down 1.75, last trade down 2.25. July, 972.5, down 2, last trade up 4. September, make that October soybean meal, open at 255.70, up 20, last trade unchanged. And October soybean oil open at 39.01, up 6, last trade down 15. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning, Dave.
I guess all I can say about the wheat exports and for the wheat, you know, what is it, a historic all-time high? Is that what I'm reading today?
Oh, sure it is. Yeah. When you come in at 78.3 million bushel, that's sure a huge number. Considering that, you know, we were pretty impressed with the last couple of weeks when we were up in that 40 to 45 million bushel range. If you'll remember, we had an awful lot of those sales were large sales that were posted as part of the daily reporting system. Probably nearly half of that number came in under the daily reporting system. But this wheat market could find a little stability because of those high export numbers. I look for steady, but maybe three lower in some of those months. We're still saw yesterday that bullish news, excuse me, couldn't sustain a wheat rally.
Right, we had good carry out, actually a little bit lower than what the trade was anticipating, and yet we ended up a limit down in the wheat market. Let's go ahead and look over then at the corn. What are you seeing there today?
I'd look for a mixed opening. We came in on export bookings at 40.9 million bushel at the high end of the trade range. We'll be up a penny to down two. The overnight market looked kind of weak. We're in a two-week trading range. We haven't really done anything there. I think we'll continue to see some spreading support this corn as we're buying corn and selling wheat.
And soybeans, they made new contract highs yesterday. We're up about 40 cents at one point before finishing about 18 higher.
Yeah, we couldn't hold those gains. Yesterday was all about the bean oil, however, and the crude market's down a little bit this morning. The soybean market may have some of its strength flopped off today. I'd look for down a penny to up maybe as much as three or four. Export bookings there came in very low, and we've got this dollar at an all-time low versus the euro should be supportive. But I think we might be a little in the struggle mode.
And very quickly calls at the Merck.
At the Merck, we'll be lower in the cattle again. Looks a little weak there. At the hogs, we'll probably be mixed down 20 to up 30 type thing.
Ellen, thank you so much. Ellen Dearden of AgriView in Morton, Illinois. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. It's 9:01 Central Time.